Hey, how's it going? This is Ben West from Monkey Flower Radio. Today I'm going to talk to you about this amazing experience I had yesterday and how, for me, it ties into a bigger conversation about the amazing things we're capable of as individuals and as groups. I saw a woman jump into freezing cold water, break through a bunch of ice, to rescue a dog that had fallen through the ice that was not even her dog, which was pretty amazing to see. It was actually the most amazing thing, I gotta say, I've ever seen with my own eyes, you know, in real life, not on a screen or, you know, on YouTube or the Dodo or something like that. You know, people are really capable of amazing things, sometimes things they don't even know they're capable of. In this case, this woman made it clear that she had some experience doing this before. I'm not sure if she had some sort of training as a rescue person, but she definitely, you know, seemed very comfortable and confident doing what she was doing, wading into this water, breaking through the ice, and checking, you know, the stability of the ground under her as she went. It's been really interesting to watch the reaction to this. I posted a video clip and some pictures of this incident on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube. Yeah, I mean, I think it's safe to say that it's pretty much gone viral at this point. The clip became a Twitter moment this morning. I did a bunch of media interviews yesterday. You know, and for me, this, you know, I mean, I think for one thing, we've just had a lot of bad news recently with school shootings and, you know, all these horrible things going on in the world. You know, seeing somebody, you know, just do something heroic, selfless, you know, a good news ending is sure important. You know, this could have been a very different situation when I saw that dog fall through the ice. You know, definitely didn't know that it was going to turn out well, and actually turned the camera off and on several times, you know, trying to see if there's something I could do to help. But, you know, in this case, this person really was the person most prepared and qualified to just jump in and make something happen. So, you know, somebody else was calling 911, somebody else was showing up with blankets. We were all kind of calling out to this dog, trying to get it to climb back up on the ice or at least keep swimming. And I was just so inspired by what I was seeing. I felt like documenting and sharing it, especially as I became more, you know, assured that it was actually going to turn out okay, you know, with something we're doing. And a lot of people have expressed appreciation at that. Some others, you know, there's always haters on the internet, have either, you know, thrown some pretty serious chauvinism my way in terms of, like, why was a guy standing on the banks of the water and a, you know, woman in the water. You know, it's pretty ridiculous in today's day and age, but when you know, like, if she'd been, say, a firefighter, would that have been different? Should I still have pushed her out of the way? You know, I for one felt quite confident that she was, you know, ready, willing, and able to do that. I mean, she just jumped right into the water. I'd like to think that, you know, I can't imagine that I would have stood there and watched a dog drown. You know, perhaps would have done something similar if, you know, if there hadn't been another option. But, you know, thank God there was this person who really stepped up. But to me, it just, like, it really showed how far outside of our comfort zone we're willing to go when something really matters to us, when we really love something, when we, you know, and this wasn't even our own dog, but, you know, just loving animals in a pretty intense way. And this person had three of her own dogs. By the way, the dog was fine. She was fine. You know, I actually saw the dog playing with other dogs after it had gotten dried off. You know, somebody whisked the rescuer away to their house to, you know, to get into a bath and get out of their cold clothing quickly. And she was kind of jumping around. She clearly knew what to do. She'd taken off a bunch of her layers of clothing and, you know, so she had dry clothes to get back into. So yeah, intense moment. But, you know, just in case you're listening and wondering, to the best of my knowledge, everybody ended up fine. One regret I have in the situation was that I actually don't know who she was. I never got her name. She seemed like a French Canadian woman. Actually found her partner a little bit later, wandering around looking for her. I just kind of had a feeling that, just based on kind of how he was acting, that they were connected and that he was looking for her. Didn't actually even know what had happened, so we kind of described the whole situation to him. Also spent about 15 minutes chasing her dog, one of her three dogs, around in circles. Yeah, as we were looking for basically she'd, as she was being whisked away, she asked if we could help get her other dog to come because two of them were just following along and another one was kind of freaked out looking for her elsewhere in the park. And so yeah, long story short, we chased down the dog, got a leash around it eventually, and there was a couple of scary moments when it looked like it might even run out onto a street or something looking for her. Kept running back and forth from where her van had been parked close to the community center in the park. But yeah, all that happened, and it left me feeling really positive about about what an individual can do, but also what a community can do when it comes together. As much as it was this one woman in the water, and she definitely did the hardest thing, there was a whole group of people who just kind of formed out of nowhere. I mean, some of them were joggers, some of them were people walking their dog who were talking to each other, kind of coordinating what was going on, making sure that the towels went to where they needed to be, and where that the people from the paramedics knew where the woman had gone, and making sure that if anybody needed to be called, they were called, and all those small things that happen in a an emergency kind of situation. And not to kind of expand that out too far, but you definitely see the same sort of thing happening in the aftermath of major natural disasters. Unfortunately, more often than not, we see these things as reactions. When something awful happens, or is in the process of happening, people rise to the occasion, and sometimes it's just adrenaline or whatever else that kind of pushes you forward. But we are capable of a heck of a lot. And as an environmental campaigner, I've definitely seen a lot of people do a lot of courageous stuff proactively, like knowing that there was a harm or risk, a danger. People will step up and do all kinds of things. Whether it's creative acts of art, stepping outside of their comfort zone in the sense that they really hate public speaking and they go and speak to a minister or speak in front of a panel or testify at a hearing or whatever it might be. Even people going so far as to get involved in direct action or civil disobedience. I mean, I've watched grandmothers and school teachers and preachers and scientists and all kinds of people who, would not think of as environmental activists. These we're not talking like kids with dreadlocks, but serious people with careers and mortgages and all that kind of stuff. Not that people with dreadlocks can't have kids and mortgages and serious lives. No disrespect to the people with dreadlocks out there, but there is kind of a quote unquote usual suspect idea that people have in their minds. And truth be told, the people who get involved in environmental campaigns are often, really just regular everyday folks who are concerned about a beautiful place or about the fate of a species or any number of other local or global concerns. So I guess I'm just reminded of the fact that we are all capable of more than we realize. And sometimes it takes a jarring event to get us to kind of wake up to something. But, sometimes we can be kind of jarred into a realization some other way. It can be by learning about something or by really seeing how much somebody else cares about something or, all kinds of different ways. So I left the experience from yesterday, just feeling, inspired by humanity and what we're capable of, as much as we're capable of all kinds of awful things, as we see with school shootings and dictators and politicians who do stupid things or support really bad policies that really help a small number of wealthy players. At the other end of the spectrum, there's a lot of just like normal people, who, when it really comes right down to it, will step up and act. And I think that's ultimately what's essential for our success as a human civilization, right? Like we all got to be involved. I don't think it's really just something that's up to like the activists, the organizers. In fact, if we leave it just up to those people, we're not going to get where we need to go. So, if you're a person who's listening to this, who's not involved in in work to make the world a better place, formally, you probably still are informally in your life, with your family, with your friends, I think we're all going to have to expand that out a little bit further. you know, going a couple of steps outside of our comfort zone is really what it's all about, you know, because change is necessary. We're at a place where we do need to make change, and that's going to take all of us getting a little bit uncomfortable. But, you know, the good news is that that's a little bit easier if we do it together, if we support each other in the process. So, yeah, anyway, thanks for listening. This is Ben West from Monkey Flower Radio. Hope you have a good one.